When Dave contacted me and asked me to interview some people, he never told me the circumstances. You know, in fact, he left the room and let the witness came in and allowed me to just interview them and the circumstances. And he might have told me the witness's name or the victim from that point on. I did my interview, and my interviews are done as a forensic artist rather than an illustrator. And so my drawings are done in the presence of my witness. When the witness leaves, I don't touch anything else. I don't change anything. I leave it just the way it is. And I do portraits, and they take a long time. But my drawings are done in about 2 hours. That includes an interview, and then the actual drawing, and then the coloring. And so we talk about the body structure, you know, how powerful they are, and barrel-chested, or some of them were thin. We determine, are we drawing a male or a female, you know, and what age do you think they are. And so we go through a great deal of dialogue, and I've even done some drawings of the backs, just to see the back, to see how the hair is on it and how it moves, and when they were talking about it running or moving away, and the shoulders, the massive shoulders and arms and hands. And so we did a whole series of drawings of profiles, full face, just the face, full body, frontals, the back, the sides. So we wanted to give an idea of what we were seeing from different angles to determine the type of hair they had, a hair that was almost like a cape as it came across the back. I've never seen any bones. I don't know anything about their bone structure. I've just my drawings are based on witness description
sure.
drawings.
And, right. Very good. No, I like that. I just wanted to make sure that I understood all of that. David, tell me, as a police investigator, you know, formerly a police investigator, what is it that then you, what unique perspective did you have as somebody who was involved with police investigations that allowed you to, that you think makes it special as you're investigating these Bigfoot sightings? What is it that you're, what is it that you are, you find yourself attuned to that others might not be?
Well, I was very fortunate to work around other forensic artists similar to Harvey in Northern California. And Harvey's not going to say this, but I'll say this on his behalf, that he's drawn sketches with the aid of victim and witnesses of suspects in crime, and they're later apprehended. And it would look like the suspect was sitting in the room when Harvey drew the picture. That's how accurate this man is.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why we engaged him to do the work. I had an understanding after years of working with forensic artists at the level of Harvey that how valuable this is. And there's been sort of a cloud over the entire Bigfoot research area. And there are people who think it looks apish, and there's people who think it looks more human. Well, let's get to the bottom of that so we can understand what we're researching. And there's a story that emanated out of a Texas Bigfoot conference that Harvey and I were at, and Harvey had some of his artwork laying on a table, and an older teenager came into the room with his mom and was looking at the desk, and he looked at Harvey's art, and literally he yelled out loud, "Mom, come over here. This guy's got it right."
Mm.
And the way the story went is he was working with another group who used an artist. And this artist continually tried to draw a facial feature of an ape. And this kid said he sent the artwork back and forth through fax 5 times, and the person could not get it right. Harvey sits down in a room, finishes the drawing in 2 hours, draws exactly what the witness says, and we have yet to draw anything close to an ape.